1976, Part 1. Tonight, featuring the dynamic Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and Lee Bumble. Andre Lewis on keyboards. Little skinny Terrence Ed Bozio on drum. Roy Ralph Moldan Guacamole Estrada on bass. And yours truly, Todd Rundgren on guitar. In the dark, where all the fevers grow, under the water, where the shark bubbles blow, in the morning, by your radio, do the walls close into suffocation. You ain't got no friends, and all the others, they hate you. There's a life you've been leading, gotta go. Well, let me straighten you out. I know. Get your shoes and socks on, people, because it's right around the corner.
Thank you.
thereafter, God made a poodle. When God first made the poodle, it had hair evenly distributed all over its charming, small, canine sort of a body. It looked pretty good. All the rest of the dogs respected it because it was one of the bunch. Now, let me repeat a little bit of my story. In the beginning, God made the light, as you all know, and then God made the poodle. Well, about 15 minutes later, God made two big mistakes. One of them was called Man, and the other one was called Woman. Woman looketh upon the poodle. Studieth the poodle, and turneth to man, and saith unto man these very words, Sucker, go get a job, whereby you mayest bring unto me, along with your ridiculous little paycheck, you miserable, wretched sort of a person, along with that paycheck, bring unto me a pair of scissors with which I may modify the aforementioned poodle. And the man, being the chump that he was, went forth into the world and got himself a job, and got himself a paycheck, and took part of his paycheck and bought for the woman a pair of scissors, which he brought back to the cave where they were living. The woman graspeth upon the scissors, and graspeth upon the poodle, and clippeth upon the poodle in these important areas. The tootsies, the thorax, the managua, and the medulla oblongata. Gradually working around to the snout, as they call it in the trade, leaving just a little beaver-like appurtenance near the poodle chops. And then woman putteth aside her clipping device and setteth up the poodle in a quasi-erotic position, thusly. Now, because our poodle demonstration model is rather small and the lights are not exactly Radio City Music Hall around here, I'll show you how the poodle is supposedly sitting. Hey! The poodle is sitting there like this. Whereupon the woman gazeth deep into the eyes of the aforementioned poodle and put her legs upward toward heaven in a gesture of supplication, thusly, and saith unto the poodle these words, which you may, we will allow you to cherish these words for the rest of your natural life.
I don't need your cheap emotion.
go into another number that sort of carries the conceptual continuity of poodle ravaging to an ultimate degree of absurdity. This song is so absurd it doesn't have any words to it all. It's called Filthy Habits. Thank you. winds. Thank you.
Thank you.
baby, don't you wanna hop that night? Baby, don't you wanna hop that night? He was the playboy type, he smoked a pipe, his favorite phrase was on the side. He had an Irish accent. Was a singles bar on Tuesday night, the moon was dim, the band was tied. They did the pop together. Short, her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport with a pop had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her. Off they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were dreaming. They saw a real hippie. He took her home to a motor car. She wouldn't kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry. He called him a slut, a pig in a hole, a bitch in a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy. Newspaper, a rope, thermometer, pistol, and an enema bag, or an enema bag, like you say it down here.
Enema.
Anyway, Michael was really a card. He would burst into the homes of college-educated women and, at gunpoint, force them to submit to some sort of cosmically oriented internal rinse procedure. He would take out his thermometer and his rope, and he'd tie them up, make them lay down on their tummy, and pushing apart the gluteus maximus, he would take his little thermometer and
do it,
pull it out, give it a quick whip and a read, and put it back in its sterile little container, put it back into the briefcase, and then dash away into the commode, where he would fill the bag with hot water. Then he would dash back into the room, where the college co-ed was all bowed down. Then he would take the nozzle of this mysterious device and ram that sucker right on up her butt. And pump her up with about 2 quarts of tap water. Then he would beat his meat or have himself a wank, as you say in the trade, and tell the poor young girl not to call the police for at least 5 minutes after he had left. And then the ugly ones he would rob. Well, that's the breaks. They caught him, ladies and gentlemen. He has been caught. He has been brought to justice. He was arrested, tried and convicted and sentenced to a bunch of years, I don't know how many, maybe 20 or something like that, for 5 counts of armed robbery, because apparently there is no law against giving a college-educated woman an enema. And so, folks, here it is. Sing along if you like. the DA will order a secret test and stuff his fudgy little thumbs in the side of his vest. Pull out a ball. Oh, Jerry Moe. That's you. And then the judge would say, no football jokes. A drag and the bandit are all to see and saying, don't nobody know no happens to pay. I'm soapy one off in the first degree, whereupon the bandit might say,
Yeah.
eyes all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Prisoners grumble and kiss their clothes and scratch their matted hair. A tiny light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the snow's been choking in the room where the giant fire put the works. And the torture never stopped. The torture never stopped. The torture never stopped. The torture never stopped. Slime and rot, rats and snot, vomit on the floor. And 50 Ugin soldiers manned with spears by the iron door. Knives and spikes and guns and the likes of every tool of pain. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop where the snot goes down the drain. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking. With greenish drops in the room where the giant fire puffer works. And the torture never stops. Evil prince eats a steaming pig in a chamber right near there. He eats the snouts and the trotters first. The lords and the groins is soon dispersed. Sparkling style is well rehearsed. He stands and shouts.
Never stop. Never stop. Never stop.
buzzing in his dungeon of despair. Who are all those people that he's locked away down there? Are they crazy? Are they sinners? Are they was created.
Thank you. Oh,
where she's coming from, and it just got a lady named Dynamo Hub. She rolled all over and said, look here, Bob, I got a $40 bill, says you can't make me come. You just can't do it. She came in for the sisters a little bit dumb, she can prove it anytime on mental scum. I don't mind if she called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. We've done with movies and spinning my thumb and applied rotation to a sugar plum. I poked and soaked till my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some dynamo, huh? Dynamo, little dynamo, dynamo, little dynamo, little dynamo.
Bye.
is up my bed.
Destined to rule and regulate you. I might.
be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. Oh, I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the sly oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I leave you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally in control. You have been to my mold, and you will do as you are told. Thank you very much for coming to the concert. Hope you enjoyed it. You are a very wonderful audience.